5th, 2021. Says that right, 2021? 2020 was. So I want to welcome our two new members. Glad to have you. Congratulations.
Good morning.
Best wishes to you. And I see we have a new Register of Wills with us, Mrs. McGee. Congratulations to you. Good luck. Will you approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. Vincent, and good morning, members of council. I do have one recommended change to today's agenda. We can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Okay. Entertained folks to approve the agenda as amended?
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, we have the election of council officer, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. We will have some procedural issues that we will address first today, starting with the election of council officers, followed by council member appointments and appointment of legal counsel and the adoption of the rules of procedure. Let us begin with the election of council officers. The first position that I will seek a motion for is the position of president of Sussex County Council.
I will move to nominate Mike Vincent for the position of president.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to nominate Mike Vincent as president of county council. Any questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mr. Riley, you made the motion. We'll start with you.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson, you second. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
And Ms. Green?
Yes.
Coming back to Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second position is the vice president of county council. I'll seek a motion for the position of vice president.
I will nominate Mr. John Riley.
I'll second the nomination.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Hudson made the motion. We'll start with you.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
And Mr. Riley?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Congratulations, Mr. Riley. Mr. Guy will update the placards. Next item is the council member appointments. Council, in your packet was a memo listing the normal appointments that council serves on the board and committees throughout the year. I have the list here based on the recommendations that I was provided. I will read the list and the appointment selections, and I do have a motion at the end for your consideration unless there are questions. First position is the Delaware Association of Counties County Director. That will be Cindy Green. Delaware Association of Counties Executive Board, that'll be Doug Hudson. Delaware League of Local Governments, Mike Vincent. The Salisbury-Wicomico MPO, which is generally represented by District 5, will be John Riley. Sussex Conservation District Board, John Riley. Sussex County Airport Committee, Doug Hudson. And the Sussex County Land Trust, John Riley and Mark Schaefer. Based on the recommendations that I was provided, that is the list of the 2021 appointments. Mr. President, I do have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the 2021 member appointments as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will have motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next is the appointment of legal counsel. We have two appointments for the county attorney and assistant county attorney being Everett Moore, and assistant county attorney being Vince Robertson. By the way, Mr. Robertson is in quarantine presently and does send his well wishes and excited to return upon the conclusion of his quarantine. For other legal representation for the county, including the Board of Adjustment, Bond Issuance, Personnel Matters, Planning and Zoning Commission, and the Sussex County Council and the government of Sussex County, we will continue the representation that we have today, including the law offices of Ballard Spar, Moore and Rutt, Parkowski, Girk and Swayze, and Young Conaway, Stargat, and Taylor. That would be the legal council appointments for 2021. Mr. President, I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the 2021 appointment of legal counsel as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. And last is the adoption of the County Council Rules of Procedure. I provided a copy of the Rules of Procedure to Council. The legal staff has also reviewed the Rules of Procedure. There are no recommended changes to the 2021 County Council Rules of Procedure. I do have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the 2021 Rules of Procedure as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We have the minutes of December 15th, 2020. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading the correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
We have correspondence from several groups in appreciation of human services grants. There are Westside New Beginning, Inc., Sussex County Volunteer Delaware 50 Plus Advisory Committee, Autism Delaware, and Primos Passos, Inc. And that is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson, thank you. You have a letter.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, members of Council, I do have a letter dated Monday, January 4th, signed by Ellen M. McGee, and it is to the Sussex County Council. This letter serves as my resignation, effective immediately from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. It has been a privilege to serve alongside such a talented and selfless group of men and women. This has been an extraordinary, rewarding experience and one that I will never forget. The knowledge that I gain serving on this board will assist me throughout my career. I think everyone knows that I want only the best for Sussex County, and I am proud of who we are and what we have accomplished along with what we stand for. Thank you for the privilege. Sincerely, Ellen M. McGee. As Council knows, Ms. McGee submitted her letter of resignation in accord with the governor's appointment, and she was sworn in as the next Register of Wills yesterday, and then delivered to Mrs. Green for the handover of the position.
Good. Ms. McGee, thank you very much for your service.
Yes.
You did a great job in this county. We're happy with that. Thank you for all you did, and good luck with your new endeavor.
Thank you.
Any correspondence from Council? Correspondence from Council? Anybody? Okay. It's now time for public comment. Anybody in the audience wants to make a public comment, you certainly can come forward. You have 3 minutes to address Council on anything that the Council has some control of or involvement in. Anyone care for public comment this time? Okay, seeing none. Operator, would you check online for any public comment, please?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make public comment, please dial 5-star and state your name and address.
I guess we're going to miss Dan Kramer, huh?
Yeah.
If anyone has joined via the conference call and would like to make public comment, please dial 5-star, state your name and address.
For those in the audience, we wait about 20 or 30 seconds. Probably there's a delay in getting after people who make a comment on back to us. So.
We have Paul Rager on the line. Please state your name and address for the record.
Maybe 171, Airport Road, Georgetown. Congratulations, Ms. Green.
Thank you.
Mr. Riley, congratulations on being the vice chair.
Thank you.
My concern coming up is we're back to the Board of Adjustment appointments again now without any open seat. As we've discussed in the last 2 years with discrepancies and the way that the few of the issues. Is coming up. We have the three Republicans that are on the board now and one Democrat. And with the three national parties. And I assume that Mr. Riley is going to be the one that's going to be choosing for this, for Mrs. Lucy, just now that I assume that he's supposed to put in higher D on that position. And what I'd like to do and confirm. Are you definitely going to put an existing D or an existing I, or are people going to change political affiliations to get the slot?
First, could we verify that breakdown? Could we verify?
Sure.
Yeah, my understanding right now, the breakdown is two Republicans, two unaffiliated, and one Democrat serve on the Board of Adjustment prior to Monday, with Ms. McGee being one of the unaffiliates.
Okay. With Ms. McGee being one of the affiliates, here is my question. Was the second unaffiliation done in the recent past? That's where it's going to be concerned. It just shows, it just seems to be an appearance of what happened in the past between P&Z and Board of Adjustment. Just curious to see if that was done a long time ago or if it was done very recently. If it was done very recently for a change from the D for an R to go to an I would strongly hope that ethically that if the I would go converge it, it's been a D or an I, it's been an R. Thank you. Have a great day.
Can I make a comment?
Mr. Riley.
State law aside, which requires a certain breakdown of, you know, maximum number of registrations for one party, party affiliation is not my primary, you know, consideration when I'm talking to people on this. So it'll be what it is, but it's not my primary concern.
Sure. Thank you. I'll briefly check online, please. Anybody else for public comment?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make public comment, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. Anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make public comment, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you. We'll close public comments. Move Mr. Laws to the administrator's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Administrator's report for January 5, 2021, item one. The Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for November 2020 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 189 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of November. Item two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Americana Bayside Village A Phase 2 construction record and Lovett's Reserve received substantial completion effective December 11th and December 18th, respectively. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings, bank account resolutions.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. With changes in the county council leadership, the signers of the county's financial institution investment accounts will need to change. The signers are the president and vice president of county council and the finance director. To have the signers changed, a formal authorization is needed by county council. The authorization is done through a resolution. And with your permission, Mr. President, I can read the resolution's short title.
Please.
Be it resolved that the Sussex County Council is authorizing the signatures on the accounts of Sussex County Council with various financial institutions and investment firms to be Michael H. Vincent, President, John L. Riley, Vice President, and Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director and Chief Operating Officer.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obvious, which carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Brewington, fourth quarter employee recognition awards. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Today, it's my pleasure to announce the fourth quarter recipients of the Shining Star Employee Recognition Program. This program recognizes and celebrates employees who demonstrate exceptional performance, service, and accomplishments that reinforce the county's mission, vision, and goals. Our fourth quarter recipients are Kristen Cooper of the South Coastal Library and Alan Shields of the Constable Office. Traditionally, we announce the Employee of the Year at our Mildred King Employee Appreciation Luncheon. Since we could not gather this year due to COVID, I would like to take this time to announce our Employee of the Year. This individual will receive 1 week's vacation. The Sussex County Government Shining Star Employee Recognition Committee has selected Kristen Cooper as the 2020 Employee of the Year. Kristen is in the audience with us, as well as her director, Sue Keefe, and our county librarian, Kathy Graybeal. Kristen was selected from a pool of 7 finalists. She began her career with the county in September of 2016 at the South Coastal Library. She is currently the Assistant Library Director. Her responsibilities include assisting with the management and daily operations of the South Coastal Library. Kristen resides in Georgetown. She was the fourth quarter honorable mention winner of 2020, and the committee unanimously chose Kristen as they felt she went above and beyond to keep the community engaged, strengthened, and hopeful during such unprecedented times of COVID. Here is one of the submissions that demonstrates Kristen's above and beyond attitude, service, and commitment. Kristen has worked very hard to answer the challenges posed by COVID and continuing to offer our community an excellent slate of programs, events, and classes. She taught herself how to record stream performances, help presenters troubleshoot connectivity issues, created semi-virtual classes and grab-and-go kits, where she created the class, packaged the supplies needed for the project, got them to the registrants, and then ran the class, partnering with other staffers when needed to successfully complete an event. She recently hosted a piano concert with approximately 30 participants. One lady emailed in a thank you note saying that while she missed in-person events, she was glad she got a front row seat for the concert. With our virtual events, we just realized that everyone now gets a front row seat. Thank you for all you are doing for the community. The interaction is badly needed right now for everyone. Submitted by Sue Keefe. So at this time, I'd like to ask Kristen Cooper to come up. You wanted to say a few words?
Thank you so much for this honor. I'm very humbled. I know there was a lot of great things that all of Sussex County employees have done for the community this year, and I can't say thank you enough. So thank you.
Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then if...
Congratulations. Okay, grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Retemp Development Center. They are requesting $22,900 to provide assistance to individuals whose lives are affected by the lack of food programs, financial programs, homelessness, and COVID-19. They have never received any federal or state funding, but they're looking to expand their efforts to serve the underserved in Western Sussex. Their goal is to feed 50 families with their expanded program, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I will give $750 from my company account. If you want to contribute, you're welcome to it, or we'll just go with it. Okay, make a motion to grant $750 to my bank account. Please.
Move for adoption.
Sorry, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. To grant $750 from my account's bank account to Retemp Development Center for food/outreach program. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will get Mr. Carey. Next.
Okay, next one. Delaware Agricultural Museum Association is requesting $4,000 to COVID-19. The museum had numerous cancellations of educational field trips. They're trying to reinvent its educational program by offering virtual field trips. This program is a countywide youth program and qualifies for the countywide youth grant. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda, but based on previous similar requests and countywide youth grant budget, I would recommend granting $1,000 from the countywide youth grant program.
Okay. I'll make that motion, please.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. To grant $1,000 from the countywide youth grant program to the Delaware Ag Museum Association for virtual field trips. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Best Buddies International is requesting $5,000 to support the delivery of their two Best Buddies programs in Sussex County. Best Buddies Citizens and Best Buddies Ambassadors to 77 Sussex County adults with individuals with intellectual development disabilities and their typical peers. There have been no past council grants for this organization, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I will give $500 from my Council Mag account. That's one secretary. You can certainly help yourself, or if not, we'll move forward. Somebody make a motion, please.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $500 to the Best Buddies International Incorporated for Sussex County Inclusion Project from my Council Mag account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aye, motion carried.
Okay. Next one is Joseph Patrick Faber Memorial Foundation is requesting $18,200 to put together an 8-week program for essential health care workers that would offer virtual support groups, individual self-care packages, virtual forums, education, and tools for self-care. There have been no past council grants for this program, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll give $750 to my Council Mag account. Anyone else want to do anything?
I'll do $250.
Mr. Hudson, do $250.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $750 from my Council Mag account and $250 Mr. Hudson's Council Mag account to Joseph Patrick Faber Memorial Foundation for caring for our caregivers. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have the motion carried.
Okay, the last one is Trinity Foundation's requesting $1,000 for their 11th annual Heart and Soul 5K. Last grant received was $750 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll do the same thing again this year. Somebody make that motion.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $750 to Trinity Foundation for their annual Heart and Soul 5K fundraiser from my Council Mag account. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you.
Council member comments? Council member comments. This is time. Anyone wants to make any comments? Council, anybody?
Well, sure.
Mr. Riley?
welcome to the new members.
Thank you.
Thank you. I told Mrs. Green, council just got a lot better looking.
Thank you.
I look forward to working with you. We have productive days ahead, and we're excited that you're here. So congratulations.
And I'm honored to have a seat at the table. Appreciate it.
Any more council member comments? Mr. President. Council member comment, Mr. Hudson.
I'd just like to welcome Mr. Schaefer and Ms. Green to the council.
Thank you
very much.
Anything else from council? Anything else? Okay, we're going to move right along. We have executive session next. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now at executive session for pending litigation land acquisition. We're going downstairs.
Boy, that was quick, wasn't it?